Hi, beautiful, magical, powerful, potent, spectacular being. I wanted to let you know that I have opened my calendar for one-on-one sessions as of June of 2023, and you are invited to go book a session with me so that I can help you embody and activate that gorgeously sacred sexuality that you've got, perhaps help you with some relationship snafus, and or just get you super connected to that potent soul medicine that we need in each other and for ourselves right now. You can book that through the Work With Me link. I look forward to connecting, supporting, being awesome together. Enjoy the show. Welcome to Temple Erotica, Stories of Sacred Sexuality by Sophia Wiseone. There's no outro on this show, and that's on purpose. I want you to get in and go where you want to go. And so I take this moment at the beginning to say a few things. Give a listen, and if you love it, share it. If you enjoy it, let me know. And if you like it and want more of it, please subscribe, rate, and review. You can join my email list. You can find all my other podcasts and get connected about what is happening at sophiawiseone.com or click the Join the Temple link below. Find me on social media at Sophia Wiseone. If you're listening to an episode and you love it, take a screenshot, tag me, let me know. Join me there. All right, a few more things about the show, and then it's story time. This is a journey, an invitation, an initiation. And some of the stories will have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And some of them will have a beginning, a middle, and a doorway. And so I invite you, when they open a doorway and do not close it, to allow yourself to imagine the completion, to let it unfold from inside you. Because these stories are memories that we are making. So fill in, change anything you want. Let your imagination provide for you the titillation, the satisfaction, the awakening, and the restoration that your body, soul, and this sacred earth are longing for. Take three deep breaths and enjoy. At first, I was frightened to remember. But the wind, it beckoned me. At first, I was afraid knowing would destroy me. And then the wind promised it would. At first it was like dreams. Not the clear, vivid ones. The glimpses. The ones that feel like, oh, I just imagined that for a moment. But what was it? At first, I wanted to know everything all at once. Now, I'm so grateful it has come in chapters. I woke to the sounds of the day. Normal sounds. Chickens and the rooster. The birds. The sound of sun hitting earth. Landing, passing through, really. I awoke, knowing that tonight was ceremony. That I would join in the sacred circle. Sometimes they called it the finding circle. Sometimes they called it the awakening, the fire induction, the creatrix. The great remembering. I grew up hearing the sounds from a distance, somewhere between screams and squeals and silence that moved underneath the earth and then radiated like the earth does after a hot day where the air is cold and the earth is still pulsing from being touched all day by the sun. I smiled with my eyes and my mouth, with my face, with my skin all day. I smiled all day as I did the things that I do to care in the ways that I carried things and put things down in the way that I laughed and listened. And the ways that I made my days normal sounds. I felt taller, brighter, softer, stronger. You see, I had spent many, many moon times. Sacred, bleeding, communing. Some of those times I spent alone. With my blood. Singing. Learning. Feeling. seeing, touching, being bored, making myself laugh. I had company, not in the human form, the trees, my ancestors, my guides. One of them is particularly funny. I carried my own wood, built my own fires. I cared for myself as I cared for others. This was not about my blood. This was about my pulse. This was about my liquid, my breath, my knowing what I came here for. This is about my creation. Tonight, I would learn the songs. Tonight, I will learn the songs. Tonight, I learned the songs. Tonight, I sang the songs. And so, in the cold water in the day, I moved myself even more, kind of slow but fast. I wanted to feel the touch of the water. I wanted to feel it so clearly that I could remember it hours later. And so I moved slow, and then I moved fast to feel the water touching me. I want to know what it's like to be touched by water. I bent my knees. I spread my knees wide. I rolled my hips, let the water wash through and over. Touch me. Touch me. Touch me. I know. My whole life I've known to listen for what makes my mouth wet. What makes the smile start in my throat? The breath and exhale that starts between my eyes and the back of my head and rolls down my spine. Spirals in my belly, drops out my feet, and then pounds back up into me. And so all day, I knew it was my job to pay special attention. It doesn't just start when we all arrive and bring our offerings. No, we begin gathering those offerings days ahead of time. And so I did my diligence. I did my diligence to feel all day the weight of the things I picked up. I felt my muscles engage as I lifted up and put things down. I felt myself. I felt my strength. I pushed myself a little bit so I could feel myself tire, so I could take a deep breath in, use those powers that I learned running to soften and breathe deeper and find a strength behind the weakness. And then It was time. I watched them bring bundles. I watched them bring bundles of petals and herbs. This beautiful combination of levity and laughter, smiles in the eyes, hearts calm and open, and a reverence. A reverence each step. I watched them take reverence with each step. The reverence in the bottom of their feet, seeping into the earth. The reverence for themselves. And I watched them carry their bundles and walk with reverence for their own self and reverence for that which they stepped upon. And I walked like them. They showed me. I knew all that I had felt all day. That was a gift. That was a gift that I was carrying. That I was carrying the gift. That I was the offering tonight. That the offerings I carried in my arms were for me. Me is not the word. It wasn't this. It was this. It wasn't what I am or even what I would be, but that which was flowing into and moving me, and that which was feeling that which was moving in me. It was that. And so as I placed my offerings down at the altar, just in order, each of us gentle in reverence, placing them down. Yes, at the altar, and then yes, at each of our places. Each of our places in this sacred circle, I brought offerings for the altar, and I brought offerings for the altar for where my body would sit, for where my body would lay, where my body would speak, where my body would speak. And where I would listen to my body speak. And so we laid them down. And some sat, and some laid down, back pressing into the earth, heart pressing in through the spine, feet onto the ground. And others, knees wide, belly, forehead, palms. You see, as soon as we began to lay down the offerings, the space itself began to shift. And like a portal, no, not like. And the portal opened. And when the portal opened in the center, the portals opened in the centers of all of us. All of us. And so everything began to move as the wave of life moved from that portal. The portal Sometimes I see it from the outside and we're in it. And other times I see it on the inside and it's calling us in. But either way, it begins to ripple. And that rippling I can hear in the sounds of those in the circle. And they wave. And they wave. And I feel it off my body. Which body? I feel it through my bodies. And I can't tell if it's the sound or the breath or the wave of what happened when I laid down the herbs and I said to myself, this sacred day, I commune with my sacred body and I offer my sacred body to myself. Everything slowed. Everything slowed. Everything slowed until the wave became one wave. Quiet. And my body learned how to relax. The bodies next to me showed what joint release was like, whoosh, as they let the wave move through. And my body said, I know how to do this. You've shown me in so many ceremonies and so many times how to let go and let the breath move and let the healing, to let the life and this pulse, 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 this pulse. This pulse found a rhythm. And now, with everyone in sync, the prayer songs began. That which we were putting into the portal. That which we were calling forth from the portal of life. Blessings, 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 gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. And then the prayers, the askings for the sick ones and the lost ones and the hurt ones. And gratitude, 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 gratitude. Thought that I would have to do more to feel more, but the more my palms opened and my belly softened, my breath, my whole body moved, I wasn't doing a thing. I thought I would have to do a thing when they told me about what would happen and prepared me. I was so ready to use my pleasure to build a thing. But this was like a thing was just touching and showing my pleasure, what it could do, what it could be, where it could go, how it could move. I did less and less and more happened inside me. I heard my name. They blessed me. They blessed me. Calling into the porter, they blessed me. They said my name, and waves of acknowledgement of that which I came to be, that I came to be, that I came to be. No expectation. They did not tell me what or who or how, just that I was and that I would, that I was and that I would, and that I am and that I was and that I would be and that I am and that I would. And the waves. And the waves. And I soften my throat, and I soften my belly, and I open my knees and my feet and my hands and my eyes, and I let it move me, and I let it move me, and I softened my ears, and I felt and heard the songs, and I don't know, and I'll never know, because I know the songs were in my ears, and the songs were outside my ears, the songs. Everybody in rhythm, and yet the drums. I could hear them. I could hear them. They came from inside me. I was drumming. I was being drummed. I was being drummed. I was being drummed. Filling with blood. In all the delicious places, and getting wetter and softer and stronger and harder. And I relaxed, and my spine, I could feel the places where that was scared, where I was holding, and I used my knowing, and I let it happen. And like a wave through my being, I began to see the visions of what I would become. Colors moving, dissolving, a path with obstacles falling away, company. I see, I'm radiating, and I can feel the way my radiance doesn't end. It just touches and bridges into some other layer. And I let it, 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 and I let it. Go through the door. Let your wisdom, let your body take you from here.